shattering mist. It's time that we officially declare that the motivation for the terrorist bombing of the Boston Marathon was Islam. These two brothers were not radicalized. They had no association with any foreign terrorist organization. They were just Muslims. They were practicing Islam from Bukhari. The Prophet had their men killed, their women and children taken captive. He enslaved the children. He raped the women. From Ishaq, do the bastards think that we are not their equal in fighting? We are men who think that there is no shame in killing. From the second surah of the Quran, verse 191, and kill them wherever you find them and catch them. Drive them out from where they have turned you out. For polytheism is worse than slaughter. I have other Quranic and Hadith verses to share with you, but the foremost expert in the world in terms of the correlation between Islam and terrorism, a man who knows Islam and understands it probably better than anyone in the world today, is IQ al-Rasuli. IQ, how are you today?
I'm well, but I'm not happy.
Yeah, I'm sure that you've got to be as angry as I am that the whole world now is trying to disassociate Islam from the Boston bombing when it was obvious that Islam was the reason for it. And today the world's media is doing everything they can to disassociate these boys from Islam and Islam from terrorism.
Do you mind if I put my 2 pence worth of...
You are the smartest person in the world when it comes to this correlation, so that is why I'm delighted that you are with us today.
Dear Americans, I'm so disgusted and outraged that I must point out to you what the politically correct and utterly corrupt media are not explaining to you. The two Boston mass murderers are from Chechnya. We all know that. That is all what the media and police have told you. What they are deliberately not bringing to your attention that they are actually Muslims. It is because they are Muslims that they targeted innocent, unarmed Americans celebrating the marathon. It is because they are Muslims abiding by the dictates of their demon god, Allah, as commanded in the Sharia scripture, that they commit the most horrendous acts of mass slaughter all over the world. After all, Muslims commit 98% of all acts of terror around the globe. Any decent American would ask, why would any human being, even a Muslim, be so evil? The answer is incredibly simple. If only people would open their mind to accept facts and reality. These young men are abiding and following the fundamentals of their belief system as written in the Quran. Al-Ma'idah 5.51. O ye who believe, take not the Jews, Yahud, and the Christians, Nasara, for your friends and protectors. They are much friends and protectors to each other, and he amongst you that be turns to them for friendship is of them. Al-Anfal 8.55. For the worst of beasts in the sight of Allah are those who reject him. They will not believe. La yu'minuna. These men from Chechnya were not slaughtering human beings. They were butchering unbelieving beasts, the enemies of their God Allah. Currently, unbelievers constitute 80% of humanity. Although I do not have all the facts, I would still conjecture that the FBI will find out that these are studying in the USA, these young men, paid for by American tax dollars, and being helped in their mission by other Muslims in the US. In a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, no believing Muslim in America can abide by the US Constitution because it is not from Allah. Nor can any of them be loyal citizens, because all of us, non-Muslims and non-Muslim Americans, are unbelieving infidels, kuffar or kafirun. I dare anyone listening to disprove a single item I reveal. God bless America. Back to you, sir.
IQ, al-Rasuli, if we were to define a good Muslim as a person who reads the Quran, who reads the Hadith, who tries to emulate Muhammad's behavior, who follows Allah's and Muhammad's orders as they are laid out in the Quran and Hadith. Is it possible, therefore, for a good Muslim, someone who adheres to their scriptural teachings as they are presented, is it possible for them to be a civil member of society?
Impossible. Why? I'll tell you why. They say in the Quran and in Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Wahhabis, the Salafis, these are names, don't mean anything. Why? Because they believe in one thing. Says, Allah is our objective, Muhammad is our prophet, the Quran is our law, jihad, fi sabilillah, is our way, and dying in the name, in the way of Allah, is our highest aspiration. These young men are not part and parcel of any Qaeda. They are Muslims, full stop. They took it upon themselves to act the way they should act, according to their scripture.
Yeah, the reality is, and this is the thing that is so difficult for Americans in particular to understand. While it is possible to be a bad Muslim, let's define bad Muslim as a person who really does not have a clue who Muhammad was. They don't know Muhammad was a terrorist. They don't know Muhammad was a rapist. They don't know Muhammad was a slave trader. They don't know that Muhammad was the most repulsive man who ever lived. They don't know that Allah was modeled after Satan. They are just completely ignorant. They are a Muslim because they were born a Muslim, and they have no clue about Islam other than that. It is possible for such a person to be a good person and not to be a terrorist. But it is impossible for anyone who lives the religion as it is described in the Quran and Hadith. It is impossible for anyone to view Muhammad as their spiritual guide and as their prophet and not be a terrorist. I'm going to read from Quran 33:60. It begins, truly, if the hypocrites. Now, what is a hypocrite? The Ninth Surah defines hypocrite, and it defines hypocrite as a Muslim who is unwilling to engage in jihad. A peaceful Muslim is, according to Allah, a hypocrite. So you cease to be a Muslim the moment you do not engage in jihad, which is killing. So truly the hypocrites stir up sedition. If the agitators in the city do not desist. So these are Muslims who say, we ought not be engaged full time in jihad, in killing. And so Allah is saying of these hypocrites, if they are as agitators in the city, if they do not desist, we will urge you to go against them and we will set you over them. Then they will not be able to stay as your neighbors for any length of time. They shall have a curse on them. Wherever they are found, they will be seized and slain without mercy. A fierce slaughter. They will be murdered. A horrible murdering. This is directly from the Islamic God, Allah. It is impossible to be a good Muslim and not be a mass murderer. Here again, Quran 9:88. The messengers and those who believe with him strive hard, and they fight with their wealth and their lives in Allah's cause. How can Allah's cause be peaceful if you're fighting with your life? Quran 9:5. Fight and kill the disbelievers, that would be anyone who is not a Muslim, wherever you find them. Take them captive, harass them, lie in wait for them, and ambush them using every stratagem of war. What we witnessed with the murder of little children, with blowing off of legs of innocent civilians, including young children, in Boston, was a direct application of Quran 9:5. Fight and kill the disbelievers wherever you find them. Take them captive, harass them, lie in wait, and ambush them using every stratagem of war.
Well, and Imran 3:85. If anyone desires a religion other than Islam, submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him. Well, there is really very little that anybody with two brain cells of logic that cannot understand it. These young men are following the instructions of their God, Allah. They don't have to be part and parcel of Al-Qaeda, and I don't think they are part in any way, shape, or form part of Al-Qaeda.
No.
Every Muslim in the United States of America can be a mass slaughterer.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda has been irrelevant from the very beginning. They're meaningless in this whole thing. They're just one symptom of fundamentalist Islam. Quran 9:112. The believers fight in Allah's cause. They slay and are slain. They kill and are killed. That's what we're witnessing right now in Boston. Quran 9:29. Fight those who do not believe until they all surrender, paying the protective tax in submission. That's the declaration of war against all humankind. Quran 8:39. Fight them until all opposition ends and everyone submits to Allah. Quran
47:4. Therefore, when you meet the unbelievers, smite at their necks. Well, you know, what should anybody reading these things not come to the conclusion that this is a depraved mentality? This is not a belief system which is godly. It's ungodly. It's hate mongering, war mongering, misogynist, racist, duplicitous, disloyal, vile, and hence totally ungodly.
Well, it's a religion based on Satan being God. Allah was modeled after Satan. Here again, Allah 9:14. Fight them and Allah will punish them by your hands. Lay them low and cover them with shame, and you will be helped over them by Allah. You know, Allah is saying that not only is the Muslim supposed to fight, but that he will help them. Ishaq is the only biography of Muhammad, comprised of hadith. Our onslaught will not be a weak, faltering affair. We will fight as long as we live. We will fight you until you turn to Islam, humbly seeking refuge. We will fight you not caring whom we meet. We will fight you whether we destroy ancient holdings or newly gotten gains. We have mutilated every opponent, putting nails in our bombs. We have driven them violently before the command of Allah and Islam. We will fight until our religion is established, and we will plunder them. For they must suffer disgrace. Quran 8:65. O Prophet, urge the faithful to fight. If there are 20 among you with determination, they will vanquish 200. If there are 100, then they will slaughter 1,000 unbelievers. For the infidels are a people devoid of understanding. On.
Devoid of understanding makes them into beasts. That's what exactly what those, according to the
Well, let me end with this one, and we'll be back after the commercial break. Bukhari, Allah's apostle said, I have been made victorious with terror. Muhammad, the founder of the Islamic religion, Allah's apostle said, I have been made victorious with terror. Mull that thought over, and we'll return in a moment.
Today.
I hope that we can awaken at least some percentage of Americans who have been beguiled into thinking, as the media is proclaiming, that there's no correlation between Islam and terrorism. When Muslims commit somewhere between 98 and 99% of the terrorist acts worldwide, and since their prophet said, I have been made victorious with terror, I'm going to read a couple of more quotes than IQ. I have a question for you. This is from Quran 8:12. I shall terrorize the infidels, so wound their bodies and incapacitate them because they oppose Allah and His apostle. Pretty hard to make jihad a spiritual struggle when it says, I shall terrorize. This is Allah speaking. This is the Islamic God, Allah. I shall terrorize the infidels. Allah is a terrorist, so wound their bodies and incapacitate them because they oppose Allah and His apostles. Therefore, it would be impossible to heed that direction in the Quran and not be a bombing terrorist like the Muslims in Boston. Quran 8:57. If you gain mastery over them in battle, inflict such a defeat that would terrorize them so that they would learn a lesson and be warned. IQ, there may be some who would say, oh, you're just cherry-picking the worst of the verses in the Quran and the Hadith to mislead people, and that there are thousands of nurturing and beneficial and godly verses, particularly in the Medina surahs, that are contradictory to these, and that you're giving a false impression by just cherry-picking the worst of the Quranic verses. Could you tell me, and tell our audience, IQ, what percentage of the Medina surahs, which would be the last 24 allegedly revealed, are nurturing and supportive, positive, civil, versus grotesquely immoral, violent, like what I am reading here, focusing on things like mass murder, terrorism, kidnapping, stealing, and the like? What's the split?
Zero. There are no verses in the Medina verses, in the last verses of the Quran, that reflect anything decent. Well, I'll tell you what, very simple. I will pay $100,000 to the first human being listening to us who can show us all one single operative verse in Muhammad's Quran, in the whole of the Quran, that shows any compassion and mercy towards unbelieving kuffar. That's 80% of humanity. $100,000, one operating verse. What more can I tell you? If somebody is doubting me, they can take $100,000 in no time.
Here's the reality, that the that of the Quran, which is a jumbled mess, but the initial verses recited by Muhammad, the original, the initial surahs in Mecca, which was a little mud hut of a town, they have primarily one thing, and that is Muhammad claiming that that he is Allah's messenger and in spewing out drivel, and the Meccans, those who knew him best, saying, you're a liar, you're demon-possessed, you're in this for because you covet sex, power, and money. You are an absolute and complete fraud. And then Muhammad, having his God responding and saying, I'll get you. My God will see to it that you're tortured forever in hell for having doubted me. That summary covers the vast preponderance of that which is revealed in the Meccan surahs. Then Muhammad was forced out of Mecca following the satanic verses where he said all of Allah's messengers speak on behalf of Satan. He imagined his wild Barak ride to Jerusalem, to the non-existent temple, and he was laughed out of town and driven out of town as a complete lying fool. On the way out of town, he met with a dozen men from Yathrib, today's Medina, where they pledged to wage war against all humankind on behalf of Muhammad. Muhammad said, if you fight for me against all humankind, my God will reward you with a brothel in paradise. And so that began the 10 years, it's called the Islamic era, where Muhammad inspired and led 75 terrorist raids in the first 10 years of the Islamic era, and Muhammad's became the world's most savage barbarians. And all of the surahs revealed in Yathrib, today's Medina, all focus on this one theme: killing, savaging, raping, plundering, stealing, kidnapping. That is the summary of the Quran.
Yes, well, Muhammad in Medina was the head of the first organized crime syndicate in human history. By the way, calling Islam peaceful or a religion ranks as one of the most egregious lies that has ever been insinuated into the human consciousness. Again, if anybody listening doesn't agree with me, come against me or come against the other. How come nobody is coming against us? Not one.
You can't make an argument on behalf of Islam without lying. That's the reason. I am Yada. We're with IQ Arasuli. Back in a moment. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. I am Yada. We're here with IQ Arasuli calling in from Europe. The media is doing everything it can possibly do to disassociate the bombings in Boston with Islam, even though Islam is the entire motivation behind the bombings. There is the myth that is being perpetrated in the media. I'm certain that our president will also attempt to perpetrate this same myth, that Islam is a great and noble and peaceful religion, and that these individuals have corrupted their religion. The opposite of that is true. Islam is a terrorist manifesto. It is a declaration of war against all humankind. I'm going to share some more quotations from the Islamic Quran and Hadith. This is from Ishaq Muhammad's biography. If you come upon them, deal so forcibly as to terrify those who would follow, that they may be warned. Make a severe example of them by terrorizing Allah's enemies. Islam is a terrorist manifesto. Quran 867. It is not fitting for any prophet to have prisoners until he has made a great slaughter in the land. Ishaq 588. When the apostle descends on your land, none of your people will be left when he leaves. From Tabari, the first history of Islam. We have been dealt a situation from which there is no escape. You have seen what Muhammad has done. Arabs have submitted to him, and we do not have the strength to fight him. You know that no herd is safe from him, and no one even dares to go outside in fear of being terrorized. Islam is a terrorist manifesto. Ishaq 326. Allah said, no prophet before Muhammad took booty from his enemy, nor prisoners for ransom. Muhammad said, I was made victorious with terror. The earth was made a place for me to clean. I was given the most powerful words. Booty was made lawful for me. I was given the power to intercede. These five privileges were awarded to no prophet before me. Just for credibility's sake, IQ, did Muhammad ever issue a single prophecy that he got right?
No. And no Muslim on the face of the earth can show us a single prophecy that he made that came out right. Not one.
You are a student of Islam, an expert in the Quran and Hadith. Is Allah God? Is he the same God as the God that is worshipped as by in Judaism or under Christianity? Does he bear any resemblance to the, at least the characterization of God in what's considered to be Western religions?
No, especially since Allah spends most of his time in hell torturing people, 80% of humanity. I would like Americans to understand something. The 80% of unbelievers were made unbelievers by the God of Muhammad. He predestined them to be unbelievers. So where is the logic and where is the compassion and the mercy? He, according to the Quran, created 80% of humanity to be unbelievers, so they'd be tortured, humiliated, and terrorized by 20% who believe in him. What kind of God is that? How is that possible to for anybody to even imagine that this is the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham?
Well,
and his name is Allah.
There is no Jesus.
There
is no Jesus. But since I am an expert in what Yahweh has to say in his Quran, in his Torah, and the fact that Yahweh has a lot to say about Muslims, all of it is bad. Yahweh's presentation of himself, what he is offering to us, what he wants, what he is like, is the exact opposite of Allah. Allah is presented in the Torah, prophets, and Psalms as Satan. The characterizations of Allah, the fact he spends all of his time in hell, and that he is in favor of lying and killing and kidnapping and raping and mass murder, tells us that there is no difference between Allah and Satan. Quran 7:3. This is Allah speaking. Little do you remember my warning. How many towns have we destroyed as a raid by night? Our punishment took them suddenly while they slept for their afternoon rest. Our terror came to them. Our punishment overtook them. This is the Islamic God speaking in first person. Now, the Islamic God does not actually exist. He was only exists in the sense that he was modeled after Satan. Quran 8:59. The infidels should not think that they can get away from us. Prepare against them whatever arms and weaponry you can muster so that you may terrorize them. They are your enemy and they are Allah's enemy. This explains the motivation behind the Boston bombing. The following verse, 860 in the Quran. And make ready against the infidels all of the power that you can muster, including all of the seeds of war. The noble Quran says that these are things like tanks, planes, missiles, and artillery. To threaten the enemies of Allah and your enemy. And whoever you, whatever you spend in Allah's cause, buying weapons, shall be repaid to you. Prepare against them whatever arms you can muster so that you can strike terror into the enemies of Allah, and so that others besides them not known to you. Whatever you spend in Allah's cause will be repaid to you in full. Do you suppose that the bombers of the Boston Marathon are going to take their receipts for the nails, the explosives, and the pressure cookers up to them to Allah and say, Allah, I would like you to reimburse me for this expense?
Well, he is going to reimburse them in his whorehouse.
Yeah. Well, that's if you believe, if you can trust this Islamic God, then these boys will be reimbursed with perpetual virgins in paradise. So for blowing the legs off a six-year-old girl and for murdering her eight-year-old brother, these boys, according to the Islamic God, are going to be welcomed into Allah's whorehouse with multiple virgins. But they can't meet Allah there because Allah doesn't spend any time in his whorehouse, does he?
No, Muhammad does. But yes. What I would like to point out...
Where does Allah spend all of his time? Where has Allah spent all of his time? Every time that Allah is depicted in the Quran, where is he?
Hell.
Yeah. Correct.
Always in hell, torturing all unbelievers. But the most remarkable thing about those two young men, according to the reports and the video, they waited for the bombs to explode.
Yes.
They saw the damage it produced, and they walked away as if nothing happened.
No, they were satisfied.
But I want Americans to understand that these are not human beings. These are degenerate human mutants. They look like a human being. They talk like a human being. They walk like a human being. But
yeah, I want to be a little bit careful there. Islam is the most corrosive poison mankind has ever conceived. It is the most deadly, the most destructive, the most deceitful, the most damning poison in the history of humankind. And it is true that if you ingest a poison like Islam, it is going to cause a horrible effect. And so good Muslims who actually ingest the Islamic poison, become savages. Doesn't change the fact that they are still of the species Homo sapien. But if you feed a Homo sapien poison as deadly, as destructive, as deceitful, as damning, as grotesque as Islam, directly from the Quran and Hadith, they will become what these boys became. Thieves, mass murderers, those who took great pleasure in maiming and murdering innocent children. Quran 4:77. Lord, why have you ordained fighting for us? Why have you made war compulsory? Ishaq. Allah said, do not turn away from Muhammad when he is speaking to you. Do not contradict his orders. Do not be a hypocrite, one who pretends to be obedient to him and then disobeys him. Those who will do so receive my vengeance. This is Allah speaking. You must respond to Allah's apostle when he summons you to war. Muhammad's orders were exclusively focused on killing, terrorizing, robbing, enslaving, raping. Quran 2:216, jihad, which the noble Quran correctly identifies as holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for you, speaking of Muslims, though you dislike it, but it is possible that you dislike a thing which is good for you. Remember the verse that began this program by telling you that the favored verse of the brother who has now been killed, the lead suicide bomber, suspect number one, that his lead verse was, Allah loves those who do good, and I told you that good is defined in the Quran as savage behavior. Let me read this to you. Quran 2:16. Jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for you, Muslims, though you dislike it. It is possible that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and like a thing which is bad for you. But Allah knows, and you know not. In other words, Allah has just said, jihad, holy fighting, is good. These two Muslim boys went out to kill as an act of jihad because Allah defines what they did as good. Quran 495 IQ. Not equal are those believers who sit at home and do not receive injuries hurt, and those who strive hard fighting jihad in Allah's cause with their wealth and their lives. Allah has granted a rank higher to those who strive hard fighting jihad with their wealth and their bodies, to those who sit at home. Unto each Allah has promised good, but He prefers jihadists who strive hard and fight. Above those who sit at home, He has distinguished the fighters with a huge reward. Would you trust this God, IQ?
I don't know who would. Well, as you said, there are 1,500 million people who have been indoctrinated with this virulent virus. It is incredibly virulent virus. And it's been going on for 1,400 years. And yet our leaders in the West are trying to convince 80% of humanity what the Muslims are saying about their own book. That it is peaceful. But it is not peaceful. It is not compassionate. It is not merciful. It is exactly the opposite. One thing I want the American listening to understand something. Nobody revealed anything to Muhammad. Allah didn't reveal anything to Muhammad. The angel Gabriel didn't reveal anything to Muhammad. Why? Because every single letter, word, verse, and chapter in the Quran are the product of Muhammad's own warped mind. But cleverly projected into the unsuspecting mouths of Allah and Gabriel to give them the aura of sanctity and divinity.
Yeah, the reality is that the reason I wrote Prophet of Doom the way I did was to reorder the Quran chronologically and put it into the context of Muhammad's life, as that context is provided by the Hadith, is because when you see the Quran ordered chronologically and set into the context of Muhammad's life, there is no denying that Muhammad made it all up to satiate his lust for sex, power, and money. Back to the final segment of Shattering Myths for today. If after the Aurora shooting and the Sandy Hook shooting, the Declaration for America was that we ought to ignore our Constitution and we need to have a gun control, should we also now ignore our Constitution and confiscate and control Muslims and Islam, since the weapon that perpetrated the Boston suicide, not suicide, but the Boston mass murder was Islam? Should we ban and control Qurans? It was the murder weapon after all. Quran 33:22. Among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah and have gone out for jihad. Some have completed their vow in the extreme and have been martyred fighting and dying in Allah's cause, and some are waiting, prepared for death in battle. How can jihad be peaceful under those circumstances, IQ?
Under no circumstances. We always said, the word jihad is perpetual war against the human beings who are not Muslim. You know, no matter how objectionable my statements are, I would like to have somebody to come against me to disprove me. I want to repeat again to Americans listening. No Muslim in the United States, no believing Muslim in the United States can ever be loyal to the American people or to the American Constitution. Why? Sure. Because they are evil. It is because they have to abide by Sharia, and Sharia forbids it.
Correct. Let me read a statement that the publishers of the Noble Quran put by the Quran verse 2190 that mentions jihad. And they, for their audience, the Noble Quran, for those that don't know, is the most literal translation of the Quran. It is the publication of the Quran that is put in most mosques around the world. It is the Quran that is published by the royal family of Saudi Arabia. Jihad is holy fighting in Allah's cause with full force of numbers and weaponry. It is given the utmost importance in Islam and is one of its pillars. By jihad, Islam is established. Allah's word is made superior, which means only Allah has the right to be worshipped. And Islam is propagated. By abandoning jihad, Islam is destroyed and Muslims fall into an inferior position. Their honor is lost, their lands are stolen, their rule and authority vanish. Jihad is an obligatory duty in Islam on every Muslim. He who tries to escape from the duty of jihad, does not fulfill this duty, dies a hypocrite, and therefore will be tortured by Allah in the hottest places in hell. That is the Noble Quran's commentary on verse 2190. The Noble Quran was published by the Saud family of Saudi Arabia. It is their official publication. It is their official pronouncement. That being the case, my friends, everyone listening, the deadly weapon that was deployed in Boston, the deadly weapon that was deployed on September of 2001, was Islam. The weapon was jihad. It is Allah's orders. It was Muhammad's example. Islam ceases to exist without jihad. Islam is a declaration of war against all humankind. It is a terrorist proclamation. It is based entirely on jihad. So long as Islam exists, so long as we are tolerant of Islam, Muslims will continue to kill. It is the most merciful and compassionate thing that you can do as a human being today, to openly oppose Islam, using your words, not weapons, using your words, quote Muhammad and Allah in the Quran and Hadith, to expose and condemn Islam, and you will be doing the single most merciful thing you can do. To tolerate, to embrace, to accept, to lie on behalf of this religion is merciless. Everyone on CNN right now that is being told that there is no correlation between Islam and terrorism, everyone that will listen to the President of the United States try to make that same claim, is witnessing the most merciless of all possible behavior. It is merciless to be merciful to that which is merciless. Islam cannot be fixed. It cannot be reformed. It is rotten to the core. It is the most deadly and destructive dogma that has ever been perpetrated on humankind. We need to finally understand, based upon what happened in Boston, that Islam is the weapon that we ought to be most concerned about and oppose. IQ Al Rasuli, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for being with me. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a...